Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Red It Up is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Help support TWiT with your Amazon purchases. Visit twit.tv/Amazon, click on the Amazon banner, and shop as usual. It doesn't cost you anything, and it helps support TWiT and our show. That's twit.tv/Amazon, and we thank you for your support. This is Red It Up, Episode 2, recorded Wednesday, August 6, 2014. Hello and welcome everyone to Reddit Up. This is a show that'll cover Reddit and all the stuff that's happened this past week, all the memes, all the fun stuff. I'm Chad Johnson.
And I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Of course, Reddit is the place that internet memes start on, where you can get the top news as voted up and down by the Reddit community and hang out in your favorite subreddits, whatever they may be. There is one for you. I guarantee it.
Absolutely. Even if it's just the default subreddits, Reddit is a fantastic place, and we love to talk about it. So we hope that you enjoy the show. We start off with what's big? What's happened this week on Reddit? These are the most upvoted stories, at least the ones that we found the most fantastic.
Yeah, us and the Reddit community as well. First one, actually, is this is something that Reddit has done in the past. It was submitted by Weffy, user Weffy, and it is... Help teachers get the supplies they so desperately need. Join us for our third annual Reddit Gifts for the Teachers. We should take this moment to point out that Reddit is a very give-back type of place.
Yeah.
It's community-based, but that's not just, oh, let's connect with each other. You know, they have a gift drive.
Right.
Obviously, they're raising money for teachers. Teachers notoriously never have enough money, especially in public schools. They have to use a lot of their own money to buy kids pencils and that sort of stuff, if kids still use pencils.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure.
I like to think that Reddit has taken the idea of link karma, which is kind of the stuff that you get for getting something upvoted a lot. And they just do that to everyday life. Like,
exactly.
Karma is real on Reddit, and we're going to make it real in real life by just doing good things
and
all the time.
The community is fairly large. Last year, they raised $325,000to give not just one teacher, but a bunch of different teachers, which really makes a difference. Even a little helps.
Right.
Keep the kids learning.
This is a little bit different than other Reddit gifts. You're not going to receive a gift back. This is more like a Reddit charity.
You're gonna get a warm fuzzy
for
doing the right thing for the people who are teaching your kids arithmetic and how to properly use apostrophes, which lots of adults don't seem to know.
You are going to get a lot back from giving, and I hope that it's the apostrophe, Ari.
Please
send
your money.
So let's talk about robotic suits.
Okay.
This was on r/tech. This is a robotic suit that is being used by shipyard workers, which will allow them to pick up super heavy objects. Right now, the suit allows people to pick up about 60-pound weights, but they're hoping in the future that it can lift something like 200 pounds. And then in the future after that, they're going to make that really cool exoskeleton from Aliens, and we can fight, aliens on big spaceships, which would just be great.
There's a couple things about this that concern me a little bit. They're sort of good and bad. Like, the good part is we're also concerned that eventually robots are going to take all of our jobs, right?
Right.
So this is like, instead of that, let's work with the robot to make the human better.
Mm-hmm.
However, then there's that whole, when the robots start having free thought, that's when they kill the humans. Now, if a human is just a lot stronger and decides that he's having a bad day, he or she... That's a potential issue for the other shipyard workers, because you're just going to throw somebody because you can pick up all this weight, and then they're just going to go through the wall, and that's going to be curtains for them.
I think we need to make sure that we advance exoskeleton technology at the same rate that we advanced computer technology. That way, we can fight back.
Right.
The exoskeletons need to be dumb.
Yes.
And then AI and computer stuff. We need to make sure that we can physically fight back with exoskeletons. So that's why I'm
basically what's going to happen is we're just all going to have to wear them.
Yeah.
So that we're on another level playing field that we're not on now.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, I could just beat up anybody. Everything's very level as far as it's concerned. Okay, let's move on to something extremely weird. This was submitted by user 1000 Lemmings. This is Windows 95 tips, tricks, and tweaks. This is actually at windows95tips.com. And you go ahead and start scrolling, and then you realize, wait,
something
okay. So, for
okay.
example, some of it looks, if you're familiar with Windows 95, if you're old enough and you ran this piece of software, there's all these dialog boxes. But I don't think I ever saw, did you know to run Windows in safe mode, lock your doors, and take mother out of storage?
And this then, is something a tiny bit out. On December 31st, 2001, Microsoft will end support for Windows 95, but Windows 95 will be strong enough to support itself.
So it's just this, like, weird Windows needs a lock of your hair to continue. Please, please,
please
let,
me. Please, please let me.
It's, I don't really, like, I'm like, is it? It's not really funny. It's just strange.
It's just strange.
That's really it's good. Reddit in a nutshell.
And the fact that they have a Windows95tips.com just makes it all the better. Would you like to view Windows Help?
With a help bit map help, in the help, background.
Help.
Oh, it goes on and on. You got to love
absolutely
it.
Great.
You got to love it. Windows 95 tips. Go ahead and follow. Never
so
miss
I have
a, post.
A touching story from r/music
okay.
From RR Mutton Chop is the user. And the title of the thread says a lot about it. Friend in coma looking for a way to get in touch with the Offspring. It's a pretty long story, but the gist of
the
it
offspring,
is...
Offspring,
the... band.
The band.
So this he posted this just kind of a shot in the dark to the music subreddit. And he explains how him and his friend grew up listening to the Offspring, and in kind of recent years they've sort of departed in music tastes, but they were going to go see the Offspring in concert because they're coming to their town. Unfortunately, last Friday, and this was only posted 5 days ago, so you can do the math on which day this was, his friend was in a car crash. He was T-boned and is now in coma. So, to sort of, if the friend recovers, he doesn't want to have the feeling like he missed the concert. So all he was hoping was to get kind of like a t-shirt and a few like memorabilia and just try to get in touch with someone from the Offspring.
Okay.
And sure enough, the top voted comment is Dexter, who is the one of the lead members of the band. And then SA comments right underneath that. And
Who's another band member.
Aww. So they'll get in touch. And there was an edit even on the original post that said that he messaged them and we'll let you know. Just a really cool kind of shot in the dark story on what happened on Reddit. So
see, that's
warm and
that's
fuzzy.
That's funny. You know, we'll get to some of our Ask Me Anythings, which a lot of celebrities participate in a little bit later in the show. But this is the sort of thing where even though the Reddit community is so big, it sort of never ceases to amaze me when it's like somebody got in touch with these guys and said, or maybe they just happened to come upon the thread, but probably someone said, you really should read this because it is so far-reaching and people know about Reddit and you know, the guys from The Offspring are not going to ignore something like this.
Absolutely. So really,
I loved The Offspring
really
in high
cool
school.
Story. It feels like Reddit always is constantly making the world a smaller place. Because some expert's going to know something and someone's going to let someone know. And Reddit can just be seen so widely and so largely by so many people. And the cream always rises to the top. So felt really, really good.
All right, moving on to something that might taste good. I'm not going to judge you, but might be a little bit dangerous. This was submitted by Diesel. This is, we've got this whole Ebola outbreak, right? And certainly the U.S. and the CDC, there's starting to be a little bit of panic in the streets. And it's a matter of how much should everybody worry and all that good stuff. Well, the U.N. Has issued a warning to parts of Western Africa that in order to stop the spread of Ebola, stop eating dried fruit bats and the dead animals that you find on the ground. Quote from the UN, fruit bats are among the most notorious for spreading the disease.
Stop eating them dry fruit bats.
Stop that.
Please.
Stop eating dead animals off the ground. Now, maybe you and I and Chad and what we might say, nobody would eat a dead fruit bat.
No.
Certainly not another piece of roadkill on the ground.
Yeah.
Turns out that in some parts of the world, they are put into stews and enjoyed. So, just a little lesson to all of you. to stop eating those dried fruit bats because I don't want Ebola.
I want to see that season of Mad Men that they're living in right now. Like, this seems like when I watch Mad Men, it's just like, this is a different world. This is a completely different world than the world I live in.
Right.
And the world that someone would have to live in to pick up a dried fruit bat, a dead fruit bat off of the ground, put it in a stew and eat it.
I don't actually know what a fruit bat is. Is it like
a bat? It's just a bat. I think it's just a bat.
They're larger or something like
no,
that.
No, I think it's just a bat. Like, I think it's just another species of bat that eats fruit. And it looks like a bat. I don't know. We can look it up.
Yeah,
we don't have the internet.
Sorry,
it's not possible.
You're just making things
well,
up.
Well, I mean, like, I know that I've seen
fruit bats unite. We're no longer going to eat
you. Fruit bats, possibly.
This is going to be great for the fruit bat community, actually.
Yeah. They're already dead, actually. No, it's not.
As long as they can keep from dying.
Yeah, as long as they won't die on the floor.
It's going to be a good year for you fruit bats in Western Africa. You keep on keeping on.
Now, you think Ebola has been dominating the news.
I do.
This next image from r/AdviceAnimals has really been dominating the news, submitted by KSMO, just everywhere on the news. Children left in cars. So hot right now.
What does that mean?
Did you ever watch Zoolander? Oh, no. Did you not? Okay, so...
I've seen it.
Right.
It was a really long time ago.
One of the main characters played by... I'm blanking on...
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell's name. My mind kept going, Will Smith. His name is not Will Smith.
Two different people.
Will Ferrell, and one of his main lines is, oh my gosh, look at Zoolander. He's so hot right now.
I see.
And it's like, Black is so hot right now. And
got
that
it.
Was one of his big lines. And so there's an Advice Animal photo of him saying, so hot right now, and they changed the top line to be whatever. So children left in cars.
Okay.
This is one of these situations.
It's never that funny when you have to explain it to somebody as dense as me. But that's a great example of something on Reddit where sometimes you're like, where did that come from?
You just skip it if you don't quite get it.
Now it's a thing.
Right.
Can you give me a little context, which you just did. So very good work, Chad.
Right. Perfect. So next, we have our video ad break. Woohoo! Which is bare-chested Russian man orders ducks to attention and marches them into a barn. It's kind of self-explanatory, but when you watch it, I wouldn't expect how perfectly these ducks.
This was submitted by DCX. I don't know. Oh my god!
Yeah. It was like, oh, shoot, sorry, okay, we'll get back in line.
Is that really a bare-chested man? That's an interesting chest.
Possibly. Or maybe just a yellow-shirted man.
Now, see, I would say, at first glance, you're like, well, he's a magician and a wizard, right?
He's scared. It looks like, at first, I was like, oh, they're scared. But then it looked like they were congregating to move in.
What I'm saying is, at first it seems like that's amazing. How'd you do that?
Right.
But clearly they know what dinner time sounds like.
Right.
I mean, my cats, I just make like a little noise and it's like a mad rush.
You're
like,
right.
You
right.
know? They'll,
right.
they'll push anybody out of the way.
That's a good point. And ducks are also, that's a known thing about ducks, is they'll follow one duck.
They will follow
you. They follow in.
Thanks, DCX. That was submitted to the subreddit videos. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to the AMA of the week. That means Ask Me Anything, which is Reddit has quite a few of them every week. Celebrities, people of note, scientists. I don't know. It's a fascinating conversation where anybody in the Reddit community, of course, they're scheduled live, can submit stories and hopefully they get answered by the people who are participating in the AMA. So who's
I have
first
a great
guy?
One. Richard Preston, who's the author of The Hot Zone, is an expert in the Ebola virus.
Oh, look, we're back to the Ebola virus.
Absolutely great. So in order to answer people's questions, you could just ask him anything. Frazier asks, is any of the panic surrounding Ebola justified? And Richard Preston says, not entirely justified. This is kind of a war with a non-human entity. It's a fairly clever and very aggressive enemy, however. If you are in a jam, it is never a good idea to panic. That's how you lose.
There's another question submitted by Ozlaz to Mr. Preston and says, although the mortality of this outbreak is around 60%, is it worse because it's spreading so fast? Is there any chance this outbreak could really take over a lot of Africa? And Richard Preston answers, the worry is that Ebola could get into a large city in Africa, like Lagos, capital of Nigeria, population 21 million. Population of Texas is 25 million. So take most of Texas, cram it into one city, then remove access to good medical for most people, add poor sanitation, and there could be a big problem with Ebola.
I've lived in Texas, and I know how many people are in Texas, and that is an incredibly scary thought.
Right.
And it makes me doubt the first thought where he's like, it's not entirely justified. It seems incredibly justified to
me. Yeah, no kidding. Well, yeah, you just, dense population like that.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, all sorts of things like poor sanitation and the eating of fruit bats.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got yourself an epidemic that movies are made out of.
Please stop. Kind of scary stuff. Eating the fruit bats.
All right, we had another AMA. We actually told you last week that this was going to happen. Sean Bean, Eddard Stark, also known as Ned Stark, from Game of Thrones. He is a pretty big acting legend. He's done a lot of stuff, even if you're not a Game of Thrones watcher. However, first question did actually relate to Game of Thrones. Chad,
yeah, he says, why did you not teach Jon Snow anything? And Bean responds, because he's not mine, little bastard.
Now, I'm not going to give away anything, even though we're like four seasons into Game of Thrones and you should know better than to not have watched it by now. However, technically what he's saying doesn't make sense.
Oh, really?
Really.
Okay.
So,
well, just also,
if you're talking about
bastard,
what a bastard is.
Right.
So maybe he's just like, that guy's a little jerk.
Like you're still related.
But you're kind of...
But yeah.
Okay. Just kind of... I don't know, Sean
Bean. But anyway, that's pretty funny.
I think he's just having a good time.
Ooh,
there's a little spider on my laptop. I'm going to freak out now.
Do you want me to kill it?
I just want it to go away. It's small, but there will be more of them. Okay, thank you, Chad. All right, let's move on to the second question for... just... Okay, I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen
because okay.
The hairs on my arms are standing up. Pontifex asks, hello, Sean Bean. I was wondering what your favorite comfort food is. Now, comfort food is kind of my favorite thing, so I'm excited about this. Now, real Sean Bean says, I've got quite a few, actually. I like chocolate. Yeah, I do like chocolate. And I guess it's that and tomato soup and tinned custard with bananas. I guess that's it, really. I love milk as well. And milkshakes, mashed potatoes, yeah, meat and potato pie with gravy, like a Cornish pastry with Henderson's relish. Yes, that's very important to me. It is. He went a little off the rails.
He just kind of keeps going and going. He was like, favorite food, you ask.
Right.
Everything, oh my God, mashed potatoes and butter and, pizza.
Some of this comfort food, he's a British person. I don't know what tinned custard is with bananas.
No idea.
Sounds horrible.
I was totally on board, though, with the tomato soup.
And I don't know what a Cornish pasty is either. And I don't know what Henderson's relish is. But, I like a man who likes his food.
Absolutely.
So, Sean Bean, you didn't disappoint us in this AMA. We also have some AMAs coming up next week. We'll try to give you a little heads up on the show as much as possible on what you can expect next week so that you can schedule your time so that you can participate if possible. Although the AMAs always live on Reddit, even if you... can't read all of the questions and answers till later. Macklemore, Ryan Lewis, and Fences in the musicians department. You could ask Macklemore, I don't know.
Who is Ryan Lewis?
Yeah. Why are there two
of
you?
Why is Ryan
And why
Ryan
can't
Lewis?
We tell you apart?
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano is talking about her new comic book called Hacktivist.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
I'm excited
Samantha
about that.
Samantha Maselli from Who's the Boss is all growed up.
Perfect.
And then Soledad O'Brien, journalist and also former colleague of one Leo Laporte.
Ooh, and that's on August 12th.
Yeah.
Perfect. Guess we have now. You ready for it?
Yeah. It's our awe of the week. Hit it.
Oh, my God. That thing is so tiny. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Look at them.
I just like how they're looking at each other. That is so cute.
So cute. Look at a tug.
That's what my cat does. She just sticks out her tongue.
You know, those dogs should probably be mowing the lawn or something. That is that
jazz
even a dog?
Jazz hands.
That's a very small.
Look. Crowler becoming new.
That little chinchilla wants to be president.
Gosh. That's that was some pretty awe moments there.
There were some awe moments.
Absolutely.
I feel like such a mom when I watch those.
You're not subscribed to Reddit / awe.
Yeah.
r/awe.
Gotta do it.
We're thanking you for sponsoring Reddit Up. If you want to help out Reddit Up, head on over to twit.tv/Amazon. And there's just a link there, so you could click it, and then it takes you right into Amazon. But everything you shop after you click that link helps us out just a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of how you can help, you know, put Cornish pasties on our tables.
Cornish pasties, yes.
Yeah.
Or, was it canned Fruit Loops? I forget what the other stuff was.
It was tinned custard with bananas.
Tinned custard with bananas.
And all sorts of other things that Sean and Bean would love to share with you.
Keeps the lights on here at Twit. And
yeah, twit.tv/Amazon. If you're already going to be shopping on Amazon.
Yeah. If you need something to buy, I could give you something to buy. Like, look. Just on my main page, all the way down here, this is an Anker 5-port USB charger.
Yeah.
This uses a lot more wattage per port, and it looks really nice, and it's only $26. So, you know the selection and prices and on awesome Amazon Prime shipping that's on Amazon. So if you are an Amazon customer, go to twit.tv/Amazon right before you purchase something, and it helps support the show.
Yes, it does. Thanks in advance. Twit.tv/Amazon.
So, we are now on to one of my favorite parts of the show, the subreddit of the week.
What is the subreddit of the week, Chad?
So, subreddits on Amazon are one of the... Reddit are one of the best parts about Reddit. Anyone can create a community on Reddit and get all the awesome features that Reddit provides. And so some communities that have popped up are really interesting or funny or great, and we like to highlight a few. So the one that I picked this week is r/YouTubeHaiku. And the idea of YouTube Haiku is either you can submit a haiku, which is less than 14 seconds long, or poetry, which is less than 30 seconds long. So it'll be longer than a haiku. You can also submit vines, because vines have been incredible. Like, it was a thing before vines even existed.
You're talking about, like, the six-second looping video.
Right.
Vine.
Vine, yeah.
Yeah,
you can
put,
and so those became really popular because they're kind of a perfect thing for YouTube Haiku. So let's just look at the top most upvoted thing right now. This is a poetry post, so you can tell that it's going to be around 30 seconds long. And facial fitness is the name of it. The part that I love is that no matter what it is, it's probably only going to last for like 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and it almost always pays off with hilarity. So we're watching some Japanese...
It's so your face can be fit. You need facial fitness, Chad. You know? These cheeks aren't going to keep themselves up.
Okay. There you go.
Sometimes I just don't know.
And facial palato. Shape up. Face up.
I just don't know.
Yeah. So the other thing is I every once in a while, even though I've been subbed to this subreddit for so long.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So long? Like, how
I have.
Long?
Like, I've seen all of them. Like, this is a daily check for me.
I look at this daily. Chad, but I walk into the break room all the time.
Yeah.
Chad and someone else.
It's always gold.
Giggling over something.
It's always gold because it's always going to be super short.
What is it this day?
And it's always going to be super funny. So it's like no matter what, if I need a cheer up, I go to YouTube Haiku. So sometimes I like to go and look at the top of all time. So I'm going to play a few of these because I know what a few of these are. Hey Ron, Hey Billy is the title of this one. This is like 6 seconds, 12 seconds long.
Okay.
Hey, Billy.
Done. We're out. That's it. YouTube Haiku. It's the best best subreddit.
It's not really haiku, but...
No, that's the other thing. It has nothing to do with actual poetry.
It does, okay.
It does not need to have 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables.
Okay.
It does not matter at all.
Great.
It's just the length of time that the video is.
I love it.
It's all that matters.
I love it.
So, yeah.
It's a good one.
Absolutely. I really suggest haiku.
I participated in an email thread with a bunch of people, and I feel like I could get a lot of gems
from
this subreddit so that they would be like, Sarah, you must spend so much time on the internet to uncover these cool things.
Right. Like, there was a moment on Twit when Leo, like, they just finished a depressing story, and Leo did the, you know, he was just like, we need a funny YouTube video right now. Chad, pull one up. And I was like, I have no idea. Went to YouTube Haiku, and this was the thing that was on the top for that day. You ready?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm sorry I didn't see you there. I was too busy blocking out the haters.
Done. Accomplished. Mission accomplished.
I feel like he didn't even rehearse that.
No.
That was very organic.
No.
It really...
I didn't see that. I was too busy...
haters.
Blogging out the haters.
Good time. So you're going to have to send me that.
Anyway, r/YouTubeHaiku. Go there, enjoy it, and have a whole bunch of fun.
Hey, let's move on to Ask Reddit. These are questions that the Reddit community, they're sort of nominated to ask each other. And then once a question is asked, anybody on Reddit can answer them. And sometimes the questions are super random, and sometimes they're sort of heartfelt, and sometimes they're something in between. So, question of the week is, what is the worst advice you can give that rhymes?
That rhymes.
So it's not just bad advice, but make it rhyme.
I'll take the first one.
Okay.
Rub-a-dub-dub, make toast in a tub. From Jaralio Failure.
Journal of Failure.
Journal of Failure.
Next one from I Do What I Want says, if a stranger says get in the van, just assume he's the candy man.
It's bad advice.
That's bad advice.
Yep. This one's from Sea Otter. Bleach is a cleaner. Of that, there's no doubt. Ammonia is too. Be sure. Got some clout. It sure got some clout.
Why is that bad advice?
We're still working on it. So if your one cleaner is good, wouldn't two be better? You betcha they would. So go mix them together.
What happens when you mix bleach and ammonia? Is there an explosion or something?
Makes chlorine gas.
And then what happens?
Pretty positive. And the chlorine glass will kill you.
It'll kill you?
Yeah.
Just the existence
just
of it?
Asleep.
Or just
And
it
just
won't
die.
Like melt your eyeballs?
No. It's just super toxic. God. I'm pretty positive that's what happens.
Chad, would you like me to go first, or would you like to...
I wrote down like 7 or 8 of these.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, just I just thought of the one.
Okay, the one that made a lot of people laugh in the office. At any opportunity, make your password 123.
Good.
Yeah.
Rhyming and bad.
Do you want me to keep going? Okay. some of these were made by Leo, I just want to point out. So, when in doubt, whip it out.
Oh.
We actually saw that one later on after we came up with it ourselves. Too much to drink? Just pee in the sink.
I've done it.
That hot lady picture is very desirous. Don't worry about downloading a virus.
Yeah, Anna Kournikova. You want to see her, right? Download that photo.
And it'll solve... I don't know. I was trying to make it rhyme. That's all I'm going to say. The other ones I don't want to say out loud.
Okay, so mine... This was literally the first thing that came to mind.
Okay.
So I'm just going to stick with it.
Sounds
this
good.
Is bad advice and it rhymes. Ready?
Yeah.
Bros before hoes. Don't do it.
Okay. We see where your allegiances lie. It is time.
Not mutually exclusive, by the way. So.
No.
Sit on that one and let it simmer for a minute. All right.
It is time for Today I Learned. We love to wrap up the show with a little stuff we learned on Reddit this
T-I-L.
week. T-I-L.
It's a thing.
Today I Learned.
And I'm learning stuff all the time.
Absolutely. Do you know what I learned?
What?
A man once faked his own death to get out of a Verizon wireless contract.
Oh. Wow.
There's a lot of reasons that you could fake your death, but a Verizon wireless contract was what set it off for this man.
I once got in a huge fight with a Verizon wireless representative.
I would have thought Comcast or something.
It was bad. It was a standoff.
Wow.
We were on the phone for hours yelling. It was weird. Really
so
weird.
Is there, like,
I would have
faked
my own death to get out of that.
Cost, because you're in a contract. It's not like Comcast where you're like contract free.
It's a termination fee.
Right.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Right.
Early termination fee of some kind.
Wow.
And so he's like, well, I died.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, I'm dead. That was from Christina 42 Christian 42096.
Exalted 88 says, TIL, today I learned, Pluto never made a full orbit around the sun from the time it was discovered to when it was declassified as a planet.
Poor Pluto. I was getting the...
Well, he didn't do anything.
Short
Screw
end
you,
of the
Pluto.
Universe.
You didn't do crap.
Oh, come on.
You didn't do squat. You just sat there.
Well, he's so far away, he has a lot more to work.
Oh, Pluto's a dude. I see how this goes.
She had a lot more to work.
Hose before bros, Pluto.
Hose before bros.
That is good advice.
Today I learned there are over 200 flavors of Kit Kat in Japan.
Holy cannoli.
Where are all these flavors in America?
You know, the Japanese.
We only got the chocolate and the milk chocolate. And it's stupid.
They're good at, like, kind of taking something to extremes.
No.
Better
yeah.
than, you know, we don't have.
Absolutely.
We don't have the right palates for the 200 kinds of Kit Kats. No. I hate Kit Kats. I don't know. Maybe one of those 200 are better
Quieter
than the
taste.
Ones that...
Yeah.
Ew, I don't like that. It tastes like you're eating cardboard.
Yeah, after a while. Maybe one or two is good.
All right. TIL, that EA, as in Electronic Arts, video game company, hired people to portray Christians to accuse of EA being the Antichrist for the video game Dante's Inferno as a marketing scheme.
And I totally believe this.
Well...
Did you ever read the
it's
book,
just
Trust
so,
Me, I'm Lying?
No.
Yeah, this is what he said all the time. Like, he was hired as a marketer to go out, take a photo of his client's billboard, and then post on Reddit or Twitter or wherever. This guy's such a douche. He's screwing with the economy. Blah blah blah. Because like some guy wrote like an economy.
I like how you do
something.
That. Blah blah
blah
blah
blah. Blah
that's
blah,
like
blah,
a Chadism.
Blah blah. I do say that.
Can
a lot.
We start collecting those? Yeah.
Blah
it's a good
blah
one.
Blah. It's like Amber sneezes.
It's just yeah. It's just I'm realizing that you once you get fired up you do that.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say, but I want to keep saying something.
Sure.
So I say blah blah blah.
I like it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's Chadism.
Yeah. And so this seems like something I would not. Put past some of the marketers because it's really hard to check facts and blogs will write about Dante's Inferno, the video game.
Well, also, hey,
and get more.
You know, remember stuff. The heavy metal days? All you do is say something like, hey, Ozzy Osbourne is promoting Satanism and all the kids will want to buy the album.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
It just works.
Yeah. And also, like, if they need to get an article written on Kotaku, Kotaku's already written the one article about the release, and they need three more. Hire some people to say that they don't like it, and then Kotaku's going to talk about it more.
You see what we all learn on TIL?
Yep.
Portion of Reddit Up. It's good times for everybody.
That's it. And that about wraps up our show, but we want to hear from you, your feedback, your suggestions, your links, your discussions. You can head on over to our subreddit at r/ReditUp. And there you can either submit stuff that you'd like to discuss, or we also post our episodes so you can talk in the comments and give us suggestions.
You know, we should also, not that we need to do our own AMAs, but we can kind of hang out and troll everybody in our subreddit. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
It's our subreddit.
Totally. We do what
That's
we
what
want.
We do. Yeah.
I actually think that we should do some AMAs, though.
I did one. Actually,
you did one. Oh,
a while ago. You know, I don't know if the world needs another one from me. But on our subreddit, totally.
Absolutely.
You know, we could do like a little subby AMA thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. The world is our oyster, everybody.
Yeah.
Episode two of Reddit Up is done.
Woo!
It's been really fun. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. We will be back next week for all of our live viewers. We record this show on Wednesdays at about 4:30 p.m., Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern. Of course, you can watch us on demand. twit.tv/RU.
RU is the
which
URL.
Which sounds like Russian.
I know.
It isn't.
I know.
It
we
isn't.
Need to make twit.com/RU. .co.ru. And then we could just send people there, and it would be Russia. It'd
with
be
Anna Kournikova zipped files.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. See you next week. I'm Sarah Lane.
I'm Chad Johnson.
Bye.
Ha 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 ha!